Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to this podcast map of the general election, helping you to know your constituency ahead of the vote. If this is the first one you've listened to, we'll bring you the information you need to know, the seats, the seat holders, the boundary changes, and we'll bring you the information that you want to know. That's the infighting, the rivalries, the turf wars, who's nervous about their chances and who's quietly, or perhaps not so quietly, confident. We're going to try and pack all of that into the next few minutes. I'm Claire Byrne. I'm once again joined by RT Radio's Barry Lenehan. He's here for all 43 episodes. Also with us is Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University. Welcome back to you both.
Here we go again.
So Dublin Fingal West is where we're heading to now. This is a new constituency, Barry, after the split of Dublin Fingal. So will you give us, as always, the essential statistics that we need to be armed with before we begin? The seats, and it's a split constituency, so we're going to talk about the seat holders in so far as we can.
Yes, obviously five TDs elected for Dublin Fingal in 2020, and two come here seeking election in this three-seat constituency, and they are Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin and Joe O'Brien of the Green Party.
Okay, so Gary, Dublin Fingal was split in two by the boundary review of 2023. So we've Dublin Fingal East and Dublin Fingal West. So what's left here in the constituency we're talking about now, Dublin Fingal West? What kind of a constituency has been created?
A very odd looking one on the map, Claire. So it's a big geographical constituency on the north of the county. The area around the airport has been brought into this constituency by the review from Dublin North West. And then we're looking at the big towns of Ballybriggan, Lusk, Rush and Skerries. An interesting constituency, those towns I've just made out, big populations, growing populations. A lot of what we might call the new Irish in places like Ballybriggan. Some anti-immigration sentiment has arisen on the ground. Huge questions again in Fingal West, as in Fingal East, about public transport and public transport both locally and then into the city itself.
So that would take precedence over housing and health, which we see topping the list elsewhere, is what you're saying.
Public transport is a big issue all across Fingal as an area. But again, there are significant pressures on housing. So it's an interesting constituency in that there is a lot of farmland in it. Some of it is quite sparsely populated. And then there is significant populations around Ballybriggan, Lusk, Rush and Skerries, as I mentioned. But there's a lot of shoe leather to be expended all across the constituency for those who are seeking the votes of the citizens.
All right, so before we get into those candidates, remember all of this is based on what we know at the time of recording. So candidate nominations haven't closed as we're speaking now. The campaign proper hasn't kicked off yet. Barry's going to update us later with any news once we have that final list of candidates. But for now, where would you like to start in Dublin Fingal West, Barry?
Well, this is a key constituency for Sinn Féin. One of the most prominent members of its front bench is here seeking re-election in a very, very tight three-seater. That, of course, being Louise O'Reilly. She romped home to success, as we know, in 2020 in the Dublin Fingal constituency with almost 16,000 first preference votes, first elected in 2016. But again, the margins are much tighter here, and Sinn Féin coming into this contest off the back of a very poor local election result. Now, the consensus is locally that she may be okay, she should be okay to hold her seat given her national profile. She has opened an office in Ballybriggan, she'll be targeting there. Her new base is around Skerries, so she'll be targeting votes in both of those areas. But again, at the moment in a three-seater, it's not a sure bet.
Yeah, not much as we were saying, you know, when we were talking about the sister constituency, Fingal East, Darragh O'Brien can't rest on his laurels. Neither can Louise O'Reilly for Sinn Féin, Gary.
No, she can't. For the reasons Barry just alluded to, Claire, but I mean, it would really be terrible for the party if one of its chiefs, chief spokespeople on a range of issues, and she's now the spokesperson on enterprise, trade and employment, and she has had a wide range. She's a former SIPTU organiser, so a long history in the trade union movement, as had her father before her, Mick O'Reilly, and she is one of their main national figures. Mm-hmm. She's used a lot on programmes like your own and all across the national media, and there is a certain nervousness about it, because with a new constituency you just never know. She was quite popular in Swords, I think, Barry, and I think they're losing that to the other side of the constituency makes things a bit more difficult for her. I tend to think she should be okay. I mean, I do think it would be a meltdown of all meltdowns. But the proviso is it's a three-seater. You need a significant first preference vote. You need to get 25% to reach, 25.1 to reach the quota. But she is a formidable and doughty fighter for a long time, and I think she should be okay.
This is an area where Sinn Féin are likely to put in resources from their national operation to try and get Louise O'Reilly over the line. As I said, the footprint not there in the local elections, so every little bit of help needed.
Where do you want to go next, Barry?
Next might be to the Labour Party. This is a stronghold for the Labour Party going back for quite some time. Of course, Brendan Ryan, a current councillor, was a TD there, here, his brother before him as well. So Labour, really, this is their biggest target gain across all 43 constituencies, with Rob O'Donoghue, who was a poll topper in the Rush Lusk local electoral area in the recent local elections. The party took a dramatic 45% of the vote in that area in June. So they think that they're really on track for a gain, also taking a seat in Balbriggan as well. And Rob O'Donoghue, a younger candidate, around since 2018 when he was first co-opted to the council. This is what the Labour, this is the Labour Party feels low-hanging fruit for them.
So this then, are we looking at a danger here for Joe O'Brien for the Greens?
Big time, yes, big time. Nobody I spoke to locally or nationally says Joe O'Brien will be in the final shake-up for those three seats. So it's very much a rearguard action for him. He's also based around the Skerries area, of course, first elected in 2019 in a by-election, 13% of the vote the last time. But the Green Party's vote, whilst it largely held up in other parts of Dublin, it collapsed entirely in Fingal in the local elections. So danger here for Joe O'Brien.
Right. And what about the Green Party people you're speaking to? Well, they can't be without hope for Joe.
They're always of hope for Joe O'Brien, and there's some good Green Party people in the area as well. So there would be hope, and he's a strong record as a community in community work in the area as well. But again, in a three-seater for the Green Party, without a wave behind them, it is a very, very, very tall task.
I think a lot of people listening who aren't in, don't know the intimacies of the constituencies like Barry do, would be surprised to hear him say that this is low-hanging fruit for Labour. I mean, if you had said when the constituencies were redrawn and that Labour would take a seat in a new constituency with a candidate who was not known outside of that constituency, I think a lot of people would be saying, well, what the hell are you talking about? And it just goes to show a certain optimism, I suppose, within the Labour Party, that they think they can pull off what would be a huge surprise, I think, nationally, if O'Donoghue was to take the... I defer to Barry's knowledge on the ground. The thing I would say about Joe O'Brien, though, is I would give the warning of not extrapolating from the locals to the nationals. Mm-hmm. He has a high profile. He's a minister for state. He is a good media performer. They will put him out, I think, when the campaign begins, and I wouldn't write him off.
But just in other constituencies, like we talk about Dublin Rathdown, people there say they think Catherine Martin is safe. Malcolm Noonan and Carlo Kilkenny, people give him a great chance. Roderick O'Gorman.
But they're not saying this about Joe.
They're not saying it about Joe. So that's the temperature we're what we're measuring it against.
Okay, well, we look at Senator Lorraine Clifford Lee running for Fianna Fáil here, has made attempts before, hasn't been successful. What are her chances this time out?
Yeah, well, there is a Fianna Fáil vote here, and some people think it could be in and around 20% or so, given that the party has had a toe here in the past. But again, the local elections here for Fianna Fáil were catastrophically poor. They failed to get a seat in Balbriggan, and they lost two of their councillors in the five-seat Rush Lusk electoral area, 80% of which is in this constituency. So really, Lorraine Clifford Lee, it's a tall task. I think she's moved into into the other constituency as well, Dublin Fingal East. So she's coming from outside the constituency. But again, a high national profile. She will be put out. She's on programmes such as these, so you can't discount her chances. But I think there might be maybe some surprise that she ended up on the ticket, and perhaps it could be linked to the results in Rosh Lusk in the local elections.
She, of course, has had all sorts of internal battles with Minister Dara O'Brien over the years, and I think she would be quite happy to be in a separate constituency from him. There are all sorts of allegations of going into each other's turf I think Fianna Fáil will be quite upset if they can't take the seat here. But I agree with Barry. I think it might be a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, she's not without hope, though. She's got a good chance.
And listen, I want to talk about Grace Boland running for Fine Gael, because she has no previous electoral experience but comes from that Fine Gael pedigree, and that her father is former minister, John Boland. So this is one to watch.
Yeah, and again, no profile going into this race for Grace Boland. But again, the pictures, the posters of herself and Simon Harris are dotting up and around.
Did they all get those?
They all get those, yes. And Fine Gael members have been asked to have they got parts of land in which these posters can be visible. It is what John Carroll, the General Secretary, has asked them as well.
So, and did they have to stand with Simon Harris for the picture to be taken, or is it all done digitally?
I'm not sure. I think you have to stand. I think it's all done digitally. So poor
Simon Harris doesn't have enough time to
enough
do that.
Enough energy to do it all, yes.
She's based in Skerries, I think.
She's based
Barry.
In Skerries, yeah, where a clump of candidates are based. So she has to get out of her own area and finish on top of those. Talking to those within Fine Gael, again, she's a race against the clock, really, to get her name out there in spite of her pedigree. The feeling is, though, if she could finish ahead of Lorraine Clifford Lee, that an inter-coalition transfer could come into play. However, Grace Boland's task is made oh so much more difficult by the fact that her uncle, Cathal Boland, is the director of elections for Tony Murphy, who is the lead independent candidate based around Balbriggan, and as many people's tips to be in the shake-up for the final seat. Tony Murphy, he topped the poll in Balbriggan in June and is now running for the general election for a third occasion. He's Jean Poole Fine Gael and is backed by John Boland's brother. In the last time in the 5-seat Dublin Fingal, he finished 6th on first preferences, and he's been canvassing, tipping into areas he used to represent, such as the Nall as well. And if there's any swing towards independence, that fair wind could carry him home.
Yeah, and independents have are polling anywhere between sort of 19% and 23% of the vote nationally, clear. And to go to Barry's point, if that transfers locally here, in a constituency where beyond Louise O'Reilly, there are no huge public names. I think Clifford Lee might have an advantage over the Fine Gael candidate because she's a bit better known nationally. But this is a very difficult one to call.
I like to put you under pressure. So we've 3 seats in Fingal West, and at the time of recording, Gary, if you had to give us your prediction, which you have to give us your prediction, go for it.
I think that Louise O'Reilly will top the poll, and I think she will retain her seat with a level of comfort. I think there is a good chance that Clifford Lee might be ahead of Boland from Fine Gael, and when that take a second seat, maybe the third seat. I'm not as bullish on Labour as Barry is, but I will take his guidance on Tony Murphy and give him a chance. And I think it's difficult for Joe O'Brien, certainly.
Yeah, I would think that Louise O'Reilly really should secure her seat. Perhaps the ultimate elimination of Joe O'Brien, a minister falling for the Green Party, will see Rob O'Donoghue elected, and then the final seat, well, it could go literally anywhere. I think Tony Murphy may outpoll the two government parties in third place. He'd be the one to catch, but he has the two government parties coming in behind him. Of course, the link as well in his own camp between Grace Boland. What might be the dynamic there? But that last seat, really impossible to call between Clifford Lee, Boland and Murphy. But I do think Murphy will be the one to catch. It's a case of, can the former Civil War parties, now coalition bedfellows, help each other to claw a government seat here in this 3-seat constituency?
I thought you were going to hedge there, Barry. But you gave us the answer in the end.
Did I? I said Murphy, Clifford, Lee, Boland.
I think I hedged more than Barry.
Yes. Well, number one and two, I think, will be secure. But that last seat, it will come down to the national thing. The one thing that was said to me from people in this constituency, and again, we're talking about this Harris Hop and so on and so forth, that in a constituency like this one, a rural area, it just mightn't have the same impact that the Harris bounds as it would in other Dublin constituencies. So that might ultimately see Boland fall down without the lack of a name profile as well.
Geographically, it's a big brute of a constituency if anyone looks at it on the map, and that gives an extra edge to it, I think.
Let's leave that one there. Barry, you're going to be back with us for an update after nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all of his research. Dave Gibson was on sound. Our producer was Alistair McConnell. Remember, tune in to RTÉ Radio 1 on results weekend and across RTÉ Television, of course, all of our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTÉ Radio 1 guide to general election 2024.